Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Racine native Willow Newell was recently crowned Miss Wisconsin. She's the first Black woman to hold the title. In the fall, she'll head to Orlando, Florida to compete in the Miss America competition. Since Newell was a teen, she says she's been thinking about what embodies Miss America. She joins WUWM race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell to talk about her journey through pageant competitions and her advocacy for the arts.
Let's talk about your win being crowned Miss Wisconsin. What does that feel like?
It's been almost a month now. I still wake up every morning and can't believe that it actually happened. Just because I worked for it for so long, I started competing when I was 14. And, you know, going into the pageant world, you always have the goal of winning the crown, but sometimes it doesn't always end up that way. There were times where I competed as a teenager and as an adult and would get first runner-up or not win the title or not even place. And so having the moment where I actually really made my dreams come true is such an honor. And it's not because of me. I'm so grateful for everyone who has been a part of this journey and supported me along the way.
So started at 14, what piqued your interest? How did you get started?
I knew there were scholarships involved, and a lot of people don't know that the Miss America opportunity is the largest provider of scholarships for young women in the country. And so as Miss Wisconsin, I won $15,000 in scholarships, but going into it as a teen, I knew I wanted to network, to earn some scholarships. And then also, I always had a passion for being on stage and being in the spotlight because I knew that I wanted to highlight diverse stories and people of different backgrounds and cultures. And so I got involved because I knew the Miss America opportunity would give me that chance to be on stage and to be seen and to be heard, and then, of course, to earn those scholarships and those networking skills.
So what, when you started at 14, what was that first competition? What are the levels?
So we all start on the local level, and I won Miss Racine in November before I was crowned Miss Wisconsin. So there's local pageants throughout the state. Some are open. Some you have to live, work, or go to school in that city. And it's really an opportunity for a lot of women who have never competed before to learn what the organization is about. You go into the competition, you compete in evening gown, talent, onstage question, fitness, which a lot of people used to know as swimsuit. They changed it to health and fitness. And then a personal interview with the judges. And through all of those phases of competition, the judges are really looking for who is the most well-rounded, who can represent the organization and themselves on the best level. And it's really all about presenting your unique self like you would be proud of. And I think it's an amazing opportunity for girls to meet each other as well. So that's what I started out as. And then, you know, you go to the state competition, and then after that, you head to the national competition.
So what does that preparation look like? You have the competitions like you just named, the talent, fitness, the interview. How early are you preparing for the pageant? And then what is like your favorite competition?
The amazing thing about the journey is that I didn't have to do it alone. So when I decided I wanted to compete for Miss Racine, the directors of the city competition helped me get ready for every step of the journey. And I like to work on my talent the most. Mm-hmm. So I was in my senior year of college and I was singing every day as a musical theater major. So working with a vocal coach, but then also working on how I would present myself and tell my story on stage with my directors so that I can get ready to do this in a pageant. And then, of course, if I were to travel and do community service work, really tying in all of that. I think talent is my favorite phase of competition just because mm-hmm. I get to bring what I work on in school and what I want to do in my career every day to the stage. So I feel like I'm really sharing all of my skill and passion with the judges and with the audience. But I love every phase of competition. I love that the Miss America opportunity allows us to highlight our health and fitness and allows us to highlight what's important to us in our community through the onstage questions. So that's why I love this program and why it's so unique.
I know you said you enjoy like all of the competitions, talent's your favorite. Which ones might be more challenging?
They're all challenging in their own way, but the interview phase of competition is the most interesting. And I think it's challenging not just for me, but for all of us, you know, on the state level, on the local level, and then also on the national level, because you have 10 minutes with the judges and it's a panel. So you go into the room with them, they introduce you and then what city you're representing, and they're all sitting there and they get to ask you whatever questions they want. So it could be about growing up. It could be about what you like to do. It could be what's your favorite color. It could even be political questions. So things that are controversial, things that might be taboo. I've received questions on every end of the spectrum. And I think the hardest part, especially being so young, our age division is 18 through 28. So you're supposed to be confident in what you say and understand your position on so many different topics. And I think that can be the hardest part. And then also being in the room with the judges, there's so much pressure because you want to present your best self. And so if a judge asks you a question, let's say they say, what do you think about the government? Like, what do you think about the political and economic state of the world right now? Like, what do you think is going on? And you answer that question and you don't like your answer, you got to keep going. So that's the hardest part, is building up not only the endurance for the interview, but just that ability to bounce back. So I think that's something that the organization teaches, and that's something I've learned from it. And it's really an amazing experience, but the interview phase is really what prepares you for the job of a state and a local title holder.
What are some of the things that you've learned about yourself on this journey?
I've learned, and I think this is something that it was hard for me to understand as a teen. I've learned that I'm always changing and that there's always something more for me to learn. I think in this position, you know, when you're going on stage, you're told and you want to be your most confident self. And in my mind as a teenager, I thought that meant that I was creating a final product of myself, and that I had nowhere else. Like, I, when I went on stage, I would have to be the best version of myself, and that there would be nowhere else for me to grow, if that makes any sense. I had a lot of pressure to be perfect. And so I realize now that when I go on stage, I don't have to be perfect or a final version of myself, the finished product. I just have to be willing to be consistent and willing to continue working on myself. So that's what really gave me just this different energy this time when I competed. I have been telling a lot of people that I felt totally different this time when I competed than I did in any previous years. I felt this odd sense of calm because I didn't feel like I had to put on a front. And I didn't know that I was going to do well in the competition. I was kind of just going with the flow. But really something changed inside of me that made me feel like the person I am today has been consistent. I've been showing up for myself. I've been showing up for my community. So I'm willing to do that in the future. And I'm willing to do that as Miss Wisconsin if I'm chosen. And I'm also willing to do that if I'm not chosen.
I don't particularly know much about the pageant life. What I do know is that we don't always hear a lot about or see a lot of Black women, women of color in these competitions. And so I just wonder, what has that been like for you if you were the only one, one of a handful, like what that experience has been as a Black woman?
It definitely affected my self-esteem going into it. But I feel like my whole life has prepared me for this because I grew up in a lot of predominantly white spaces, went to PWI schools my whole life. Even from preschool, I remember being the only one in my class and kids asking me questions about my hair or my skin. And then, you know, growing up, going into middle school, going into different competitions like forensics or science Olympiad, where I was always the only one who looked like me. So going into the pageant industry, it wasn't anything that I didn't expect, but it affected my self-confidence at first because I'm watching these videos in middle school and math class, and I'm looking at former Miss Americas, and I'm thinking I have to be just like them, that I have to reflect the same experiences, that my hair has to look the same. And so I always talk about how my hair journey is so important to me. I love still straightening my hair sometimes now, but at the time that I started competing, I felt like I had to have straight hair, and that I had to talk a certain way, and that I had to dress a certain way, and that there was things about myself that I couldn't share. So I straightened my hair, and, you know, I would tend to code switch a lot more, change the octave of my voice when I talked. I would definitely not always share as much of my culture or my experiences. And so I did this a lot because I felt like it was the blueprint for my success. But I think as I came into my womanhood and as I went into college, I just gradually became more comfortable with wearing my hair the way I wanted to, not for the pageants, but just as myself. There was one summer I was like, I'm not getting my hair braided this weekend. I'm just going to, you know, wear my hair as it is. And then I ended up growing more confident in it. And so I saw people started to actually like it. They complimented me. And it's sad that I had to get to that point as an adult and also wait for people to kind of say, this is okay. But it's something that I feel like we all go through as Black women. You're so worried about what other people think, you know, within our own community, and then also what people think on the outside of our community. And it's really all about just finding what works for you and being patient with yourself because society has so much pressure on us. So being in the pageant industry specifically, looking up to people, not seeing myself, pressured me to be something else, but it became a journey for me of self-love and self-discovery that I had to take. And now I'm so honored I get to represent people on this level and hopefully inspire other people to just be their true selves and represent themselves however they want.
I'm WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell, and I'm speaking with Miss Wisconsin winner, Willow Newell.
So winning the Miss Wisconsin competition as the first Black woman to do that, what does that title mean to you?
It's really a dream come true. And I have been trying, I feel like the hardest thing about the past few days has been trying to really fully comprehend everything that it means, not just to me and my family, but to the entire world. I've received such beautiful messages from people from all over, different organizations, different like BET and different influencers. And I never thought, especially even going into competition week, that my life would change so much or that I'd be able to have such a large influence in such a short amount of time. And so I have made my younger self proud, but I'm also hoping that I can make everyone proud throughout the year. So it's a lot of pressure. You know, every day when I go to an event, I'm like, I have to make sure I'm posting this amount so people can see the impact I'm making and that I'm saying the right things in my interviews and that I'm making sure I share enough of my story so that people can hopefully be inspired. It's a lot, but it's also like a huge blessing. You know, the times when I get stressed or think, am I doing things the right way? I'm like, wow, I'm so blessed that I'm the person who gets to be a part of this and be a part of a larger picture.
How are you making sure to take care of yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking that. I really appreciate that. I am learning how to take care of myself. I will be meeting with my therapist today, actually. So therapy is always super important. Being able to even just talk to someone. My family has been so supportive. So finding a community. I know not everyone has a huge support from family, whether it be family or friends or just someone you know. That's really what keeps me grounded. If I have a hard day, whether it be I'm doing so much running from one place to another, or if I start to doubt myself or lack confidence, or even those days when I just get really tired, because it does happen. Sometimes, like yesterday was a super long day for me, so I just kind of went home and I passed out. Taking that time to not only tell someone about my feelings, this sounds very cliche, but journaling about it or writing it down, and then taking time to just relax, like to stop doing things. My phone is on Do Not Disturb at a certain time during the day, so I have to tell myself to stop checking emails, stop checking social media, and then to do things I love, that I enjoy, going to the gym. I love working out. I also love listening to music. I watch a lot of anime. So just doing things that I really enjoy kind of keeps me grounded and centered so that when I go back out into the world and do things like go to an event or a festival or a fair, I can be the best version of myself.
Let's talk more about just some of the perks that come along with being Miss Wisconsin. Tell me more about what you get to do.
I am so honored. So we have a great list of sponsors of the Miss Wisconsin organization. Quick Trip is one of our sponsors, and I think about them first just because of how much I have been driving around. I was in Chippewa Falls this week, Kenosha, Elkhorn, Sussex, Black River Falls, and then Wild Rose. So I was all over in the past week.
Okay.
And yeah, it's been a really crazy ride, but it's been such a great opportunity to be able to drive around and go to all those places and meet so many people. So Quick Trip is one of our sponsors. They sponsor some of our gas and the Miss Wisconsin car, which is really cool. And then we have so many different organizations. I have a clothing sponsor, Tom Preston. He does my makeup, and he's like my makeup wardrobe consultant. The whole Miss Wisconsin board of directors are former Miss Wisconsins. They've been working with the organization for years, so they really set up everything. I have a PR manager and a booking manager who gets all of my events together. And then also so many other people who are behind the scenes. I'm trying to make sure I don't miss anyone. But a lot of people who support this organization and make it what it is. And then our scholarship sponsors, especially. So as Miss Wisconsin, I won $15,000, and I'm going to put that towards getting my master's. But even the first runner up, the whole top five, top 10, all the women who compete all receive scholarships to go towards their education. So it's really not just an organization that benefits the winner, but everyone who competes, you know, alongside those skills that you get when you're on stage and in your interview.
You get a car? So that's for official Miss Wisconsin business?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Nothing else.
Okay.
Just if I'm going to an appearance, I'll hop in the Miss Wisconsin car and go wherever I have to.
So that's really cool to hear that there's this network of support, especially of past winners. How long do you get this Miss Wisconsin support?
Gratefully, it's all year. And honestly, I was telling my mom this morning, I literally wake up every morning and I'm like, I am so grateful that this happened and that I missed Wisconsin, because when I give up my crown next June, I will be a part of the Forever Miss Wisconsins. Mm. So it's really a sisterhood for your lifetime. A lot of the former Miss Wisconsins will come back to the state pageant and they'll meet up for lunch and they'll be able to talk together. And then also they'll come in and inspire the contestants and the candidates competing for the job. So it's not like, you know, once I get done, I'll be thrown away or forgotten about. There's really a sisterhood and support system. And a lot of the people who are directing on the local level are former contestants or former title holders as well. So it's a network and it's a community. And I feel like I'll either always have someone I can mentor, someone who can mentor me.
Speaking of giving back, you have this community initiative, Expression Without Exclusion. Tell me more about that and how this win, your Miss Wisconsin win, is furthering what you're doing there.
Well, I knew that I wanted to have this community service initiative when I looked back at my childhood, and I remember the first time that I went to the theater and saw my favorite musical, which is Les Mis. Mm. And I remember the emotion that I got from this musical. It was the words, it was the music for me. And the special thing about me seeing this was I went to the Racine Theater Guild to see it. So this is a community theater, all volunteer. And I realized how special it is for us to be able to create spaces of art for people who otherwise might not be able to go out and see a show, go to Broadway, go to Chicago. Not everyone can afford a streaming service, so we all can't have that experience that way. And so I wanted to be able to create spaces for people to enjoy art and access art as Miss Wisconsin. And I'm so grateful I get to do that. But my community service initiative is all about going into nursing homes, going into schools. I like to spark creativity in kids at nursing homes, bringing in maybe musical pieces from Disney or just things that they love to hear so that they get a bit of joy in their day from something that's a little bit different and fun.
Yeah.
And then also social media is what I use to reach people and share with everyone why the arts are relevant. Because a lot of people, especially now, when we cut funding in schools, we're cutting the arts. Mm. They don't think the arts are important. And so I've worked with the Wisconsin Arts Board and also been sharing on social media that the arts are not only influential in our lives when it comes to touching our hearts and allowing us to connect with people, but also it boosts our economy. There are so many people who have jobs outside of the arts who were once influenced by an art teacher or an art class or were able to express themselves in various ways. So my community service initiative is all about that. It's all about sharing why the arts are important, getting into schools, getting into nursing homes, and then working with the Wisconsin Arts Board to create new plans because they've been here for so long and they've been working on this to change our communities on a daily basis. So the fact that I get to work with them is such an honor to continue furthering that mission.
But I want to allow some space for you to share any final thoughts you have.
I think this was honestly the perfect interview. Well, seriously, I have been going around and running around, and the questions that you asked made me feel like I could share a lot about myself that I haven't been able to share. So thank you so much.
What is the next phase? What happens after Miss Wisconsin?
Yes. So Miss America is in September this year. It's the 2nd through the 7th in Orlando, Florida. So I'll be going to compete with all the other young women who were crowned their state titles and have the opportunity to hopefully earn that national title. It's the hugest honor of my life. You know, looking up to so many Miss Americas, I'm like, wow, yeah. I'm going. Like, this is a real opportunity I get, so I'm so excited. It'll be an entire week with preliminary nights and then a final competition, and it'll be live streamed on the Miss America website.
Willow, I feel like we learned so much. Congratulations and good luck in the Miss America pageant. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Willow Newell was recently named Miss Wisconsin. She spoke with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell, and you can hear more of their conversation at WUWM.com.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.